The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
This is Divine Mercy Sunday. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Sunday, April 24th, 2022, the second Sunday of Easter. In the Missal, it's a liturgical year C, cycle 2. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. In today's Gospel, the disciples experience Jesus' real presence after his resurrection. He invites us also to believe in his real presence among us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the Gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today is the Sunday of Divine Mercy, so let's begin our 10 minutes with Jesus by asking him to open our hearts so that we might receive into our hearts God's mercy. That was actually what Jesus gave his apostles in his first encounter with them on Easter Sunday evening. The apostles were in the upper room. 2 days earlier, the Lord was killed on Good Friday. In the morning of Easter Sunday, Mary Magdalene ran to the upper room informing them, the apostles, that the body of Jesus was not in the tomb. So that must have reminded them of Christ's prophecy that he would be killed and that 3 days later he will rise from the grave. And then the risen Jesus appears to them. With the door tightly bolted, Jesus came through the closed doors. And he said his first words to his apostles. He told them, "Peace be with you." These are words of mercy. He does not blame them, even though they deserved it. His mercy never wavered for a moment, despite what they have done to him, or better yet, what they failed to do for him. Remember, during his suffering and his death, they had all run away. Peter denied that he even knew Jesus. But Jesus does not reprimand them. Instead, he says, "Peace be with you." It reminds me of what our Lord revealed to Saint Faustina Kowalska, the Polish mystic who received from Jesus the mission to spread devotion about the mercy of God and to help people remember that God our Father is merciful and loving to all people, even those who have turned away from him in sin. So Jesus told Saint Faustina, "I do not want to punish aching mankind, but I desire to heal it, pressing it to my merciful heart." Today in the Gospel, it is the Apostle Thomas, the doubting Thomas, who is experiencing this mercy in a striking way. He wasn't with the rest of the apostles when Jesus showed himself to them in the upper room on Easter Sunday. So when he heard the news of the resurrection, he couldn't believe it. "Unless I see the mark of the nails, I will not believe." So good enough for him, a week later, on the Sunday after the resurrection, on a Sunday like today, Thomas is with the other apostles who are still locked inside the upper room. Jesus comes through those locked doors once again, and he wishes them peace. Then he turns to Thomas, saying to him, Touch my wounds, Thomas. Believe in me. Our Lord was not offended by Thomas's doubt, and he wants Thomas to recover his faith, and so he lets him touch the marks of his wounds, the wounds of his crucifixion and his passion. And Thomas falls on his knees, calling him, my Lord and my God. So in the blink of an eye, Thomas was transformed from unbelief to faith. It's interesting to note that Thomas is actually called the twin. And we could be his twin with our difficulty in believing. You see, Thomas found it difficult to believe in the resurrection. You and I don't doubt that Jesus died and rose again, but maybe we doubt the effect of his resurrection on us. One of those effects is peace. Notice how the risen Jesus greeted his apostles with, peace be with you. And he's not just wishing them peace. He's giving us his peace, the peace that he won for us through his victory over sin and death. So Lord, in those moments when we are in doubt, in those moments when we are anxious, show us your mercy, just like you did for Thomas. Help us believe that we live because of your mercy. And today, Lord, I resolve to say that prayer that you taught to Saint Faustina. Jesus, I trust in you. I trust in you because no one ever loved us or will love us as you do. I trust in you because no one understands us better than you do. So draw us to your merciful heart as we recognize that we are weak, we are full of shortcomings, and we can be fickle. The mercy of Jesus is like the fuel sustaining the life story of every human being. And oftentimes, we will need to go to his merciful heart. So let's call down the divine mercy on ourselves and let us look for concrete ways of dispensing mercy to others. I'm reminded of a couple married for 15 years who began having more than the usual disagreements. It reached a point when, in fact, their marriage was in crisis. But they sincerely wanted to fix it, and they agreed on an idea that the wife had. So each of them would have a so-called fault box. And for 1 month, they planned to drop a slip of paper in a fault box. What would they write on that slip of paper? Well, that paper would provide a place to let the other know about daily irritations. So the wife was diligent in putting in her slips of paper in the fault box with complaints ranging from wet towels on the shower floor to dirty socks not in the basket. And the list of complaints and grievances went on and on until the end of the month. Then, after dinner, at the end of the month, they exchanged boxes. So the husband, after opening his box and reading through the slips of papers, reflected on what he had done wrong after reading everything his wife has written. And then, it was the wife's turn. So she opened her box and began reading. But to her surprise, they were all the same. The message on each slip written to her by her husband was, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Yeah, that was the end of their crisis. Everything was fixed after that. It's a beautiful example of the willingness to forgive and to accept someone back without putting conditions. So if we learn to be merciful, we will learn to seek and to save what was lost, to discover people's good sides and, those good sides that may be hidden behind the layers and layers of emotional scars and stress that they may have been through. So today, let's thank our Lord for his mercy toward us by being more merciful ourselves. Let's invoke the intercession of our Mother Mary, the Mother of Mercy. Mary, you are the throne of divine mercy. You are in the presence of your Son, interceding for sinners. You have the power to deal with all sorts of misery that we experience. Be merciful to us and keep reminding us that the history of our lives is the history of God's mercies. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 10 minutes past the hour on Divine Mercy Sunday. I'm Paul Sadek. It's daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin our day of prayer now as we pray with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
I am who am, and wicked men do not accept my ways. For the law of the Lord is my delight. Alleluia.
I am who am, and wicked men do not accept my ways. For the law of the Lord is my delight. Alleluia.
Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night.
I am who am, and wicked men do not accept my ways. For the law of the Lord is my delight. Alleluia.
He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so.
I am who am, and wicked men do not accept my ways, for the law of the Lord is my delight. Alleluia.
For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom.
I am who am, and wicked men do not accept my ways. For the law of the Lord is my delight. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am who am, and wicked men do not accept my ways. For the law of the Lord is my delight. Alleluia.
I have asked my Father, and he has given me the nations for my inheritance. Alleluia.
I have asked my Father, and he has given me the nations for my inheritance. Alleluia.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
I have asked my Father, and he has given me the nations for my inheritance. Alleluia.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
I have asked my Father, and he has given me the nations for my inheritance. Alleluia.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jaw.
care, and he has given me the nations for my inheritance. Alleluia.
Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling. Pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze.
I have asked my Father, and he has given me the nations for my inheritance. Alleluia.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
I have asked my Father, and he has given me the nations for my inheritance. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I have asked my Father, and he has given me the nations for my inheritance. Alleluia.
I lay down to rest and fell asleep. I awoke again, for the Lord sustains me. Alleluia.
I lay down to rest and fell asleep. I awoke again, for the Lord sustains me. Alleluia.
How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, there is no help for him in God?
I lay down to rest and fell asleep. I awoke again, for the Lord sustains me. Alleluia.
But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain.
I lay down to rest and fell asleep. I awoke again, for the Lord sustains me. Alleluia.
I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me.
I lay down to rest and fell asleep. I awoke again, for the Lord sustains me. Alleluia.
Arise, Lord, save me, my God, you who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked. O Lord of salvation, bless your people.
I lay down to rest and fell asleep. I awoke again, for the Lord sustains me. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I lay down to rest and fell asleep. I awoke again, for the Lord sustains me. Alleluia.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia.
When they saw the risen Lord. Alleluia.
From the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Colossians. Since you have been raised up in company with Christ, Set your heart on what pertains to higher realms where Christ is seated at God's right hand. Be intent on things above rather than on things of earth. After all, you have died. Your life is hidden now with Christ in God. When Christ our life appears, then you shall appear with him in glory. Put to death whatever in your nature is rooted in earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, and that lust which is idolatry. These are the sins which provoke God's wrath. Your own conduct was once of this sort, when these sins were your very life. You must put that aside now. All the anger and quick temper, the malice, the insults, the foul language. Stop lying to one another. What you have done is put aside your old self with its past deeds and put on a new man, one who grows in knowledge as he is formed anew in the image of his Creator. There is no Greek or Jew here, circumcised or uncircumcised, foreigner, Scythian, slave or freeman. Rather, Christ is everything in all of you. Because you are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with heartfelt mercy, with kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. Forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Over all these virtues, put on love, which binds the rest together and makes them perfect. Christ's peace must reign in your hearts, since as members of the one body, you have been called to that peace. Dedicate yourselves to thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, rich as it is, dwell in you. In wisdom made perfect, instruct and admonish one another. Sing gratefully to God from your hearts in psalms, hymns, and inspired songs. Whatever you do, whether in speech or in action, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father through him.
Since you have been raised to life with Christ, set your heart on the things of heaven, where Christ is seated at God's right hand.
Seek the things that are above, and not the things of the earth. Alleluia.
You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
Seek the things that are above, and not the things of the earth. Alleluia.
The second reading, from a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. I speak to you who have just been reborn in baptism, my little children in Christ, you who are the new offspring of the Church, gift of the Father, proof of Mother Church's fruitfulness. All of you who stand fast in the Lord are a holy seed, a new colony of bees, the very flower of our ministry and fruit of our toil, my joy and my crown. It is the words of the Apostle that I address to you. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh and its desires, so that you may be clothed with the life of him whom you have put on in this sacrament. You have been clothed with Christ by your baptism in him. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor freeman. There is neither male nor female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. Such is the power of this sacrament. It is a sacrament of new life, which begins here and now with the forgiveness of all past sins and will be brought to completion in the resurrection of the dead. You have been buried with Christ by baptism into death in order that, as Christ has risen from the dead, you also may walk in newness of life. You are walking now by faith, still on pilgrimage in a mortal body away from the Lord. But he to whom your steps are directed is himself the sure and certain way for you, Jesus Christ, who for our sake became man. For all who fear him, he has stored up abundant happiness, which he will reveal to those who hope in him, bringing it to completion when we have attained the reality which even now we possess in hope. This is the octave day of your new birth. Today is fulfilled in you the sign of faith that was prefigured in the Old Testament by the circumcision of the flesh on the eighth day after birth. When the Lord rose from the dead, he put off the mortality of the flesh. His risen body was still the same body, but it was no longer subject to death. By his resurrection, he consecrated Sunday, or the Lord's Day. Though the third day after his passion, this day is the eighth day after the Sabbath, and thus also the first day of the week. And so your hope of resurrection, though not yet realized, is sure and certain because you have received the sacrament or sign of this reality and have been given the pledge of the Spirit. If then you have risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your hearts on heavenly things, not the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
When Christ, who is your life, appears, you will appear with him in glory.
Alleluia.
You must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord.
When Christ, who is your life, appears, you will appear with him in glory.
Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. God of everlasting mercy, who in the very recurrence of the Paschal Feast kindle the faith of the people you have made your own, increase, we pray, the grace you have bestowed that all may grasp and rightly understand in what font they have been washed, by whose spirit they have been reborn, by whose blood they have been redeemed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour on Divine Mercy Sunday, April 24th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, Thomas may have been a doubter, but once his doubts were dashed, he made a profound profession of faith. From the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John.
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them.
Peace be with you.
When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord.
Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you.
And when he had said this, he breathed on them.
Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them,
"Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and place my finger in the mark of the nails, and place my hand in his side, I will not believe."
8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. The doors were shut, but Jesus came and stood among them.
Peace be with you.
Then he said to Thomas,
"Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing."
"My Lord and my God."
Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe.
Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. 20 minutes before the hour, let's pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary, to see your strength and your glory.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Our Redeemer. Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priest of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, His praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as He promised. Alleluia!
For the Lord takes delight in His people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory. Shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all His faithful.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as He promised. Alleluia!
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in You, Lord, and acknowledge You as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in Your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May Your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as He promised. Alleluia!
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised up Jesus on the third day and granted that He may be seen, not by all, but only by such witnesses as He had been chosen beforehand by God, by us who ate and drank with Him after He rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and to bear witness that He is the one set apart by God as judge of the living and the dead. To Him all the prophets testify, saying that everyone who believes in Him has forgiveness of sins through His name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia.
With Your hand touch the mark of the nails. Doubt no longer, but believe. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to His people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of His servant David. Through His holy prophet, He promised of old that He would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember His holy covenant. This was the oath He swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship Him without fear, holy and righteous in His sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High,
For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With your hand, touch the mark of the nails. Doubt no longer, but believe. Alleluia.
God the Almighty Father raised Jesus as the firstborn from the dead and made him our Savior. Let us call upon him, saying, Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
All Holy Father, you brought your beloved Son, Jesus, from the darkness of death into the splendor of your glory.
Bring us also into your marvelous light.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
You have given us faith to save us.
May we live today by the faith of our baptism.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
You command us to seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at your right hand.
Do not let us be deceived by the allurements of sin.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
May our life, hidden with Christ in you, our Father, shine before the world,
foreshadowing a new heaven and a new earth.
Give us, Lord, the glory of your Son.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God of everlasting mercy, who in the very recurrence of the Paschal Feast kindle the faith of the people you have made your own, increase, we pray, the grace you have bestowed that all may grasp and rightly understand in what font they have been washed, by whose spirit they have been reborn, by whose blood they have been redeemed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Join Father Rocky and Drew Mariani this afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time for a Divine Mercy Sunday broadcast, including exposition of the Most Blessed Sacrament, Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and the opportunity for you to call in with your prayer intentions. That's at 3 Central this afternoon. The Sunday edition of Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. I will see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the relevant radio app. In the meantime, you get to Mass. Go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.